Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list. Like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. 'Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniel's. Jack Daniel's and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniel's and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We got ourselves a big couple weeks here going on. Winter meetings at baseball next week. All the rumors out there about Kyle Schwarber could be the first big domino to sign. And, of course, the Eagles Monday Night Football in Los Angeles against the Chargers, followed by a home game against the Las Vegas Raiders. And by the time the next two games are in the books, we will know the answer to the question that I'm wondering. I think we're all deep down wondering in our heads right now. Are the Eagles collapsing? Is this 2023 all over again? You know, there were comments made by Eagles players in the beginning of the season, like week one, week two, week three, comparing this to 2023. And no one wanted to hear it, and no one wanted to talk about it. I was a different team, different coordinators. Vic Fangio wasn't here. They learned. Last year happened. You can't take away 2024. That's so far in the rearview mirror, 23. And yet we are here in the midst of this. And deep down, every single one of us is wondering the same thing. Is it going to happen again? And I want to unpack this situation today. Are we in the midst of a collapse? Now, before I get into my thoughts on where this is headed, what they have going on, the reality of the situation, let's put this out there. And I don't think everyone has kind of wrapped their mind around this yet. This would be worse than 2023. And let me explain. I know going from 10-1, coming off the Super Bowl appearance the year before, to then going 11-6 and getting blown out in the first round was a collapse. But the difference this time is I don't believe the cushion of the wild card is going to be there for the Eagles. If the Eagles fail to win the NFC East and the Dallas Cowboys take it from them, and right now, and we'll get to the Cowboys schedule, Eagles schedule, where I think this is going, the magic number is 4 for the Eagles in the NFC East as we enter the month of December. Any combination of Eagles wins and Dallas losses that equals 4 gives the Eagles the NFC East. So just, you know, very simply, let's say the Cowboys lose to the Lions on Thursday, Eagles beat the Chargers. It's down to 2. It's down to 2 with 4 weeks to go, and that would put them in, you know, a tremendous spot to win the division. But every week that goes by, without that number getting chopped, this thing gets tighter. So in 2023, the Eagles did have a big lead in the division. They had beaten Dallas in November in a really entertaining game here in Philadelphia. They had gotten a 10-1 with the wins over the Chiefs and the Bills. Then they got smacked by the 49ers and the Cowboys. And the collapse was on. And they lost the division. The Cowboys took it from them at the end. But the saving grace was, at least for a week, even though most of us realized they weren't going to win that football game in Tampa, they were going to make the playoffs no matter what. They had gotten to an enormous win total at 11, and that was good enough to make the postseason. This year in the NFC, have you looked around at the standings? If the Eagles collapse and miss the playoffs, and for my money, that would mean going from 8-2 to 10-7. I think the Eagles, if they only win 9 games, if they lose every game the rest of the season, obviously they won't make the playoffs. They'll be losing record. If they win only one more game the rest of the season, they won't make the playoffs. They won't deserve to make the playoffs unless the Cowboys just spit up on themselves and the Eagles win the division at 9-8. But the number that is for my money, the most interesting number is 10. Eagles go 2-3 in the next 5 weeks and get to 10-7. In some years, I would say in a lot of years, that would be good enough to qualify for at least a wild card. Even if the Cowboys got to 10-6-1 and they stole the division, the Eagles at 10-7 in most years, I think would still qualify for the postseason. I don't think 10-7, considering the tiebreakers the Eagles have and don't have, will get them a playoff spot. So look around the NFC, look at the wild cards in the NFC. So we know the West is probably going to end up as the number one seed, either the Rams or the Seahawks. The winner of that division may win 14, loser 13, winner 13, loser 12, whatever. That's going to be more wins than the Eagles. So slot number 2 in the West in above the Eagles. You also have to slot number 3 in the West, which right now I would project to be San Francisco, though they could win the whole damn division. That's how good the Niners have been at 9-4, even with all the injuries they've had. And look at their schedule down the stretch. I believe they get the Titans next. You know, the 49ers could absolutely be an 11 or 12-win football team. In fact, I'd be surprised if they're not at least an 11-win team. They could be a 12-win football team. So that's a second wild card team above the Philadelphia Eagles. And then you go to the North, which right now we're going to put Detroit away for a second. They look like they're on the outside looking in, and they're going to have an uphill climb to make the playoffs. They may have to win out to make the playoffs or go 4-1. But we already accounted for 2 wild cards, the West, Seattle and San Francisco, probably going to get those 2 wild cards. So there's 1 wild card spot left. And that wild card spot right now is going to go down to likely the loser of the division between the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. Say, well, Joe, let's root for the Bears. Eagles don't have the tiebreaker over them, but they have the tiebreaker over the Green Bay Packers. Well, not really. Because Green Bay and Dallas tied that game, that tie by Green Bay and Dallas feels like it's going to haunt someone in the NFC. And that team might be the Philadelphia Eagles. It might be the Lions, it might be the Eagles. Someone is going to get got by that tie. Because when you have a tie, now, I guess there's a chance that the Eagles tie one of their games down the stretch of the season, which would just be, you know, apropos for this year. But unless the Eagles end up with a tie on their schedule, there's no tiebreaker against, they won't actually finish tied with the Packers or the Cowboys. There's no way their records could be exactly the same. So the head-to-head really isn't germane. And I look at that tie, and I look at the Packers' record, where they're at, and if they go 11-5-1, that's better than 10-6. Or 10-7, excuse me. 11-6-1. If they go 11-6-1, that's better than 10-7. Even if they fell down to 10, 6-1. That's better than 10-7. And the Bears, obviously, that is not a team that has a tie. That's one the Eagles could have won a tiebreaker against. They lose the tiebreaker. So if the Bears go from where they are now and only get to 10 wins, they kind of fall apart the rest of the season. They have that tiebreaker over the Eagles. Other than Detroit, who again is also on the outside looking in, the Eagles don't have great tiebreaker situations right now, unless you anticipate the Rams, who they do have a tiebreaker against, to fall down considerably. I don't. And the Buccaneers are in their own world as just fighting for the South with the Panthers. So the Eagles really are not in a great spot if they don't win the NFC East. That's their ticket to the postseason. Now, let's unpack, are we actually in the midst of a collapse? I am not ready to go there yet. I see all the signs of collapse. I see all the signs of distress. We are taking on water. But as I sit here today, on December the 2nd, I am not ready to say the Eagles are collapsing.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
What I think the Eagles is a flawed football team. We know the offense isn't good. I mean, we know it's not good. It hasn't been good really the entire season. And what has become apparent, I spoke about it on yesterday's episode, is the defense really isn't as great as we want to make it out to be. It's just not. The totality of the season tells us it's a pretty good defense. Could have some great days. They're not a great defense. And that is really, the chickens have come to roost in the last couple games against the Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears. Great defenses don't get torched like Dallas torched the Eagles. Great defenses do not give up 281 rushing yards like the Bears ran all over the Eagles for. Those defenses, you know, great defenses don't do that. And the Eagles last year were a great defense. And you saw right around this time last year, it all kind of coalesced to where you couldn't ignore anymore. You couldn't pretend. You had to acknowledge what you were seeing. You know, last year around this time, the Eagles went to L.A. to play the Rams around Thanksgiving weekend and bullied them. And Saquon Barkley became a legitimate MVP candidate. And then the next week, they went to Baltimore and they bullied them. And Cooper DeJean picked up Derrick Henry and dumped him on the ground. And they took Lamar Jackson, who's in the middle of one of the great statistical seasons of all time, and reduced him to unable to score for large swaths of the game. And they looked the part of a team that could go win a championship. That's who the Eagles were 1 year ago. And they're not that team now. The defense is great. The offense is poor. That's the reality of the football team. So as I project the next 5 weeks, I don't think it's going to be a collapse where we're going to assume they're dominant and get smacked in the face, because I think we realize what they are now. I think these games, other than the Raiders game, are going to be challenging. This Monday night, whether it's Trey Lance or Justin Herbert, obviously Herbert is a big upgrade over Trey Lance, is not going to be an easy game. Then they're going to come home and play the Raiders on a short week. They're going to win that football game because the Raiders are as bad of a football team as there is right now. And then they have to go to Washington on another short week, and that's going to be a challenging game. Washington, as you saw Sunday night, when they played the Denver Broncos, their game. They're not going away. And then they have to go to Buffalo, who's going to be playing for their lives and are running the ball great. And as we saw the other night, the Eagles' run defense can be had. And then they're going to host the Washington Commanders in the final week of the season. And my guess is everything will be on the line in that game. Everything will be on the line in that game. I think the Eagles are going to have to win the final game of the season against the Commanders here in Philadelphia to clinch the NFC East and to clinch a playoff spot. That's how I view this. And part of the reason I view it that way is, let's look at the Dallas Cowboys schedule. The Dallas Cowboys have a hand in all this now. They are part of the mix. And if they go 4-1 in their last five games to get to 10-6-1, they are going to have a chance to steal this division from the Eagles. That's their chance. Now let's look at their schedule. I think they have to go 4-1 to push the Eagles to the brink. They go to Detroit this Thursday night. They are currently a 3-point underdog. Amon-Ra St. Brown not practicing. The Lions having a lot of issues, especially on the interior of their offensive line. This is a matchup that points to Dallas. I do think that Detroit is going to be game. Detroit's going to know their season's on the line. And I think that the issues the Cowboys still have in their secondary can be exploited if Goff has time. And I think Goff will play a big game. And I think Jahmyr Gibbs will make the Cowboys pay and make a couple plays. That's my anticipation. My anticipation is Detroit finds a way. But Dallas has some matchups on their side. And that feels like a very high-scoring game. It feels like a 31-30 game. It feels like one that goes down in the final possession. And maybe Bates or Aubrey got to kick a field goal to win it with, you know, 12 seconds left in the game. That's what that game feels like. So I give the Cowboys about a 47% chance of winning on Thursday night. They got a shot. Then they host the Minnesota Vikings. I believe the Dallas Cowboys will win that football game. And then they go and they host the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, that's a really interesting football game because the Chargers will be coming off the Eagles game Monday night and then a trip to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kansas City and Arrowhead against the Chiefs. You know, this game Monday, Eagles Chargers, could really determine in essence that the need the Chargers have for that football game against the Cowboys. Let's play it out for a second. Let's say the Eagles go to Los Angeles and take down the Chargers on Monday. Well, the Chargers then are going to be underdogs in Kansas City on a short week. They could lose that football game. Underdogs, Kansas City, short week. So you could have a desperate Chargers team heading to Dallas trying not to lose their playoff spot the following week. All right, so that's a toss-up game. So I give a toss-up game to Dallas on Thursday against Detroit, toss-up game against the Chargers. Then they go on a short week. They're going to play Christmas Day in Washington. I do not believe that will be an easy football game for the Dallas Cowboys. Christmas Day in Washington, Dan Quinn's going to have his boys revved up, ready to play. JD Daniels likely to be back. Short week. Washington gets an extra day over Dallas because of playing the Eagles on December 20th while Dallas plays on the 21st. So I think that is a toss-up game. And then the Cowboys will finish the season with extra rest against the Giants in the final week of the regular season. I believe the Dallas Cowboys have two sure wins on their schedule. That is the Vikings at home, and that is the Giants the last week of the season. I think they have three toss-up games. Is Dallas going to win two of their three toss-up games? Maybe. And if they do, the Eagles are going to have to go out there and win three football games. Is Dallas going to go 1-2 in their three toss-ups? Maybe. Then the Eagles would only have to win two of their final three football games. 10-7 feels like where this is headed for the Philadelphia Eagles, or 11-6. 11-6, they're in the postseason. There's no worries. They will win the division. At 10-7, it's a toss-up. I am not completely pressing the panic button that we are collapsing, but the signs are there. The math is there. The Eagles got to stop it and stop it starting Monday against the Los Angeles Chargers. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.
This episode is brought to you by Athletic Brewing Company. No matter how you do game day, on the couch, in the crowd, or manning the snack table, Athletic Brewing fits right in. With a full lineup of non-alcoholic beer styles, you can enjoy bold flavors all game long. No hangovers, no buzz, no subbing out for water in the fourth quarter. Stock the fridge for kickoff with a variety of non-alcoholic craft styles available at your local grocery store or online at athleticbrewing.com. Near beer, fit for all times.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.